This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time for Steve's favorite segment, Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, ready for your love questions. And this one is from Corey in Orlando. Corey writes, I'm 33 and my older brother is 37. He's coming to town for the holidays and he wants to bring a female that's not his girlfriend. I told my parents that they shouldn't allow him to do it, but my dad said it's fine. His girlfriend stuck by his side while he was in law school and helped him out financially. Now that he's passed the bar, he's parading around this little white attorney he works with. Should I confront him or avoid family time with him? Wow.
Well, bruh, that's, you know, look, man, your brother gets to make the decisions for his life, what he want to make. He's bringing somebody else to dinner, and it ain't his girlfriend. Who, now, I mean, okay, Shirley, did they say this was for Christmas?
For the holidays,
So now, let me ask you a question. How do you leave your girlfriend at home for the holidays and bring another girl? Have you ever thought, younger brother, that the girlfriend ain't in the picture no more? Could that be? Because when you ain't coming around for the holidays and you bringing one over for the holidays, that's a change. You got another problem because the girl white.
That's what it is.
Because you wrote that in the letter. Yeah, that's what's really wrong. Mm-hmm. And the sister helped him out, but that don't mean you gonna make the whole cut. You know, now I know it'd be out there, well, that's the one that stuck with you. Well, that ain't the one you like. Now, the problem is, he brings his white girl over. You got a problem. You didn't know your parents not to let him do that. He's 37. Your daddy done said, let him do what he want to do. And, bruh, it's your brother's business. Now, I would Christmas. Avoid. Yeah, there you go.
So
it's a white Christmas. He heard the song and he's having it. And obviously been dreaming about it just like the song. So now, welcome. You know, you saw the movie. Guess who coming to dinner? Well, ta-da. Let's
go. So he wants to know, should he confront his brother or avoid family time?
Ain't no confront your brother about what? That's your brother business, man. You bring who you want over for holidays. Quit tripping. Yeah. He your brother.
Yeah, he tripping.
All right, moving on. Derice in Little Rock says, I listened to you guys online, and you have said that men and women cannot be best friends unless sex is involved. I want clarification because I've had a male best friend.
That's not what I said. Go ahead.
I've had a male best friend for almost 10 years, and now that he is divorced, he wants to stay overnight at my house on the weekends. I am not attracted to him at all. Do you think he's trying to sleep with me? What is going on?
Hell, what you think?
What else?
Why do you ask to spend a night at your house for? It's hotels. He can stay at his house. Now, what I did not say is you can't be best friends without sex involved. I didn't say that. I said it's hard for a man to be best friends with the woman he's attracted to. Thus, this man is attracted to you, and now that he got a divorce, he don't want to be your friend no more. He want to sleep with you.
He want a slumber party.
Yeah.
Not attracted to him at all.
Okay, then, now we have a problem. But I told you how men are. I didn't tell you how women are. I said, if a man is attracted to you, he will lay and wait till there's a crack in the door. He got a divorce, he think that's the crack in the door. Now, all of a sudden, y'all friendship, he won't sleep with you now. That's what I said. And what I stand by what I say. And all these men out here, no, man, I have very attractive women that I'm not, but you would if you could, dog. So now let's end that conversation. Next question, Shirley.
All right.
Sick of these
Monet.
People.
I said
Laying
what I
with
said.
My old ass. I know what I'm talking about.
Monet in Greenville says, my mother and I have dated the same man in the past, and now he's married to a lady we go to church with. I don't talk to my mother anymore, and I don't fool with this woman. I want to know why he felt the need to cheat on me with my mom and then this older lady at the church. I could see if it was a sugar mama situation, but it wasn't. Why did he feel like she should be a better wife than me? It's eating at me, so how do I get closure? Wow.
You're not going to get no closure from him. You need closure with yourself. You and your mama dating a man with hoish tendencies. A man with hoish tendencies has dated you, your mama, and now another woman at the church. What is it you need closure on? Y'all was all attracted to a hoish man. Not a man that took his act somewhere else. He don't want you. And why would you want him? He done slept with your mama and the other woman at the church. And I can promise you, it's some more.
He's married to the woman at the church.
It's okay. It's some more. You pull off a stunt like this, it's because you good at it. It's some more. Why am I not good enough? You dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Be grateful.
Man.
Get out.
Lady, come on. Give yourself a break.
You have your closure. He's married anyway.
Try to get
what
your mama
what church y'all go to? Man,
great.
Ain't
great
nobody been
hope.
To the pastor's office about this? What's happening? Ain't nobody got pulled into the office about this one right here. Y'all ain't had no church counseling? What's happening? It's just popping off. Pastor just married him. How many times he done married him? All right, let's go.
All right. Jeanette in Michigan says, I'm 57 years young and I have a weight loss surgery and I got a nose job. I was dating a man that didn't mind my weight and said he loved my big old nose. Now that I've healed a bit, I tried to rekindle the flame with him, but he said he's only attracted to big girls. I've done online dating and I had a blind date, but nobody turns me on like my ex. If it's real love, why does size matter? Is he making up excuses because he's moved on? Wow.
He making up excuses because he like what he like. He like them thick. You done lost weight. He like thick, big nose women.
Wide nose.
Now you done lost weight and got your damn nose cut down. Now he done went from dating Nell Carter to Michael Jackson. He don't want that.
Can she put that nose back on? The old?
Is
that
no, part? No, you can't. No. No. You know how they put the makeup on your nose to make it look thinner?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Contouring.
You could probably widen that brush stroke out a little bit, try to make your nose look wider.
Or just forget about him and move on. But as long as you feel good about yourself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.